That was Big Brass Bed with Red Balloon. I played lead guitar to that song last night, Joshua.
Really?
Yeah.
At what gig?
At the Verve Cafe underneath the Metro Arts on Edwards.
Okay. All ages?
Yes, it was all ages.
Yeah, all ages gigs are really, really important because the kids are the ones that have the...
Money.
The money.
That's right. And
yeah.
And they also have the enthusiasm and the lack of cynicism that the other people in the scene tend to turn up and shows and go, this is shit. Yeah, the guitar's shit. This music's shit. Everything.
I just want to drink a beer. Just give me a beer, damn it.
The kids are just like, why? That's great. Everything's great. The kids. I'm going to read some more from my book. This is very important. If you can keep the opponent's nation intact, then your own nation will also be intact. So this is best. Now here we're referring to the old battle music. We're talking about that off air, like Battle of the Bands, and
yeah.
You know, my music scene is better than your music scene. Now I'm part of the best music scene in Brisbane, which is called the Bridge Sessions. But I'm not here to take down other music scenes because without them, my music scene won't look so fucking great. Pardon the F word there. Sorry, Nana. Sorry, Grandpa. They tuned in. I just swore.
Oops. So it's sort of like the ugly bridesmaid tactic. You have to have her to make the other stuff look good. But what you're saying is we don't actually need the politics or the scene wars.
No, we don't. Everyone should just be allowed to do whatever they want. And if, you know, let the people speak. If no one turns up to your shows ever and no one tells you you're good, then that's your answer. That's why no one turns up to your shows. It isn't because it's not fair. It's because you're not that good.
But it's pretty hard to control the whole thoughts of every single person. And to get him to get a consensus.
Joshua, as I said before, I haven't slept.
I know.
So, could we not...
can we not brutalise the whole thing?
Don't brutalise my mind. The reason why I come on the radio is so I can just give my opinions and not have anyone speak back to me for a change. That's why I like being on the radio. And then you're ruining the experience by just being a person that always ruins it.
I just want to make sure that you explore your ideas to the fullest.
I just want to make sweeping statements.
Okay.
And then if I want to do that, you should let me.
Well, you've got a sweeping statement in front of you. It's a cover of a Bee Gees song.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to make another sweeping statement. I actually prefer this cover by Billy Corgan of his solo album than the original version. But that's just me, and I've had arguments with people about it before. But I'm on the radio right now.
Do you want to tell us why you like it better?
Just listen, just hear it. I reckon it's way more interesting texturally, and it's big recording, probably much better equipment because it's newer, and Billy Corgan's voice is just so different.
It's sensual.
It is. It's crazy. So this is To Love Somebody by Billy Corgan, his solo album, which is called The Future Embrace. Look it up.